You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for our listening audience. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds, and I believe we have a wonderful, awesome treat for you today. We have an entrepreneur, a businessman, he was a nominee for the Businessman of the Year here in Brevard County. Born again, love the Lord, saved. Save the save you get. Ooh-wee, yes, indeed. And man, I love his ministry, especially when, you know, every once in a while I get this itch to do Christ in the Marketplace and talk about, you know, Christians in the market arena. I just believe that God wants us to dominate. You know, sometimes I'm confused by some Christians because they have a hard time understanding that. But when you read your Bible, God says he wants us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, lenders and not borrowers. That sounds like somebody who's dominating to me. And so anyways, let me give a quick shout out to the people of Victory International Praise. My wonderful wife of 32 years. I hope I got that number right. But, you know, once you get over 30 years, you don't worry about them last two numbers, right? You're just 30-something-something, you know. So, but, yeah, how you doing, man of God?
All is well, man. Doing well, man.
Hey, man. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and jump in this here. If you want to give a shout-out to your wife and then just go ahead and get started, I'm going to sit back and relax a little bit and just enjoy like everybody else.
Well, we just thank God for being here today and giving us another opportunity to be on this radio broadcast to speak into the lives of the believers of Christ and maybe those that are not believers. Give God praise for Greater Glory Life Center, my church in Orlando, Florida, my wonderful wife.
And tell us about the new restaurant. And, hold on now. Wait, my fault, everybody. I apologize. I didn't know. I forgot. Okay, but I'm going to let you get through with the introduction, but tell us about the new restaurant and where is it at and stuff like this, because I'm looking forward to coming over and checking it out. You know, I'm just letting you know.
Well, again, my wife, shout out to Mary Lloyd and my daughter, Jenna Lloyd, who assists me very well. We've been married over 35 years. Again, you know, you just live. You know, you start counting years, you just live together. But it's a blessing. Since the last time we was here with you, God has given us an opportunity to now. Of course, you know, I have Lord Have Mercy Restaurant in Titusville, Florida, 3434 South Washington Avenue, which is a wonderful place if you're looking for some good home cooking, good comfort food. We look forward to seeing you there Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and we close early on Sunday. We close at 8. But our new adventure, praise God, is we're going to be in Orlando, Florida. God has already blessed us with a building, with a site, and it's going to be at what we call, it's called Desland Action Park. It's off International Drive, praise God. Wow. It's where the old, some people know where it's the old Festival Bay used to be. Bass Pro Shop is in that same mall. It's no longer a mall. It's an indoor amusement place that is incredible. I mean, you have to go by and see it. We're in the process of putting it together. So This is something new for me. I'm actually building it out like I want it. Wow. Our target date to open is December 1st, 2022. But listen, put it on your calendar. We'll put it on our Facebook, our Twitter, our social media. So just be looking. But God has did something incredible, man. He put us in a gold mine. All I can say, he put us in a gold mine. Wow. And the people are so kind, so gracious. And the deal that we got was just phenomenal, what God did. After looking in so many places, you know, God has a place for you. Sometimes you just got to be patient. Yeah. And here's the key. Never give up and never take no for the last answer. Keep moving by faith. And after, you know, it's amazing. God set us up. And come to find out, this guy, he's from Israel. The owner of the place is from Israel.
Wow.
So I'm working for a Jew. At least I'm from a Jew. Praise God. But it's okay. I mean, we got, you know, I'd rather be with the best than get the best.
Amen.
But it's good. We see what God is doing. And just to encourage you that business is part of the kingdom.
Yes.
Listen to me again. Business is part of the kingdom. Don't listen to the folk that don't read their Bible or don't understand this aspect. But even with the first man, God gave Adam, listen to me, God gave Adam a business of doing his business on the earth. The Bible says he built the garden and he put him there, gave it to Adam and told him to dress it, keep it. That means build it and make sure it flows like it's supposed to. Isn't it amazing? God did that. And then Apostle says something earlier that God called us to dominate. Well, in Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them. Now notice who said it. God said unto them. So why are you having a problem with what God said? Man didn't say it, the government didn't say it. This is what God said in the initial of putting humanity on the earth. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, number one, be fruitful, number two, multiply, number three, replenish the earth, and number four, subdue. Number five, watch this, have dominion.
Wow, good, that's good.
Have dominion. Now, so why you have a problem with dominion? You can't have a kingdom and not rule in dominion.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, a king has to have a dominion to rule over in order to be a king.
That's good.
So God has already set this thing up from the beginning, praise God. So you have to understand how God sees things and how God works.
Oh, that's good.
Are you listening? So when we understand, and then as you go on to Genesis chapter 4, after the fall, we see Adam's sons, Cain and Abel, they were businessmen. Hello. Now we starting to see generation legacy for his business. Because when they brought the offerings, one brought from the cattle and one brought from the ground. Yep. They were both businessmen. Right. Hello. So God is in us being business people. If not, they shouldn't have ever started in the first place. And it's amazing how more people in the Old Testament was business-minded more than the New Testament Christians today. You go back and you study every individual that was in the Bible that's labeled as a Bible character. They had a business. Abraham was a businessman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
God, that didn't stop God from telling him, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make you distinguished. So, and the Bible says we are the heir of Abraham. So we take on the same mindset of Abraham. So why are we not trying to produce what Abraham produced?
No, that's good.
See, this is all a part of God's plan for man. I've been teaching at the church, Apostle. The Holy Spirit gave me something. God, the investor.
My God.
And when I first heard it, I went like, huh? What? God, the investor. And then he began to say to me that God made the heaven and earth. I said, yeah. It was that form and void. Yeah. He said, then he began to put everything in place. He said, then he took a man, put him in earth to take care of his investment. So God turned the earth over to Adam as an investment and said, dress it and keep it. I said, whoa. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when you go back to the beginning, you understand the mindset God had for us as his creation is incredible. And then the Bible said, God said, let us make him in the image and likeness. So everything that God was, Adam was to take care of the investment God gave him. So he had the mind of God. He had the precepts of God. He had the principles of God. Matter of fact, the Bible said he named all the animals for God. And God said, that's good. That's good. I'm agreement. That's right. Listen, God is still doing the same thing today. One thing he said, I heard the Holy Spirit say, God the investor. I went, whoa. He said, God invest. Now watch this. God invested Christ in your life for a lifetime return of dividends for advancement and achievements in the kingdom of God. So now God invested Christ in your life for a lifetime return of dividends. What are you doing with the investment? Hello.
That reminds me of that verse of scripture that says that Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? And he gave that scripture after he told the parable about a woman who was persistent, who wasn't just sitting back and waiting on something to happen, but actually getting up and you know, knocking on doors, you know. And I'm telling you, there are doors sometimes that, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, there are doors sometimes that we're not willing to step through a step up to the plate. And here you are, praise God, you could have stopped and settled, you know, just for the one restaurant. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for you to get another one down in the Melbourne area, you know. But here you are, praise God, you're still, you know, you're dominating. Come on, you're dominating. And my God, I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed to be here with you. Strategic.
Well, the key is God will take you as far as you want to go. The only limitation that you have is the limitation that you put on yourself. Now, it's amazing as God's opening up new avenues for Lord have mercy. I've already got a call from another pastor on the West Coast. And he's already talking to me about bringing Lord have mercy to the West Coast. It's amazing. That's a story within itself. Can't get in that right now. And but I'll be being with him either this month or next month, teaching what I'm teaching now to some of his entrepreneurs that he have over there. So this is a new, I shouldn't say new, God is making it aware to us that what we supposed to be doing a long time ago. Yeah. It's and the church keeps fighting. I don't know why the church keeps fighting something that's going to be a blessing to them to do their vision. The more business people you have, the tithes and offerings goes up.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You take the stress off everybody. Amen. And then you're able to push vision faster. That's what it's all about. Ooh. Kingdom business. So God give kingdom business to push his kingdom business. When you understand that, you don't mind going to business on behalf of him. And so all these things, I want to look at a scripture here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's see. Oh my God, I'm gonna find it real quickly. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 1.
What verse?
Let's see. Can find it. Let's start at verse number 5. For he foretold us that destined us, planned in love. I'm reading that Amplified, for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with his purpose of his will, because it pleased him and he was his and was kind intent. Verse 6, so that we might be to the praise and the commendation of his glorious grace, favor, and mercy, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption, deliverance, salvation through his blood, the remission, forgiveness of our offenses, shortcoming, and trespasses in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor, which he lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom and understand, practical insight and prudence, making known unto us the mystery, secret of his will, of his plan, of his purpose. And it is this, in accordance with his good pleasure, he merciful intention, which he had previously purposed and set for him, he planned for the maturity of the times and climax of the ages to unify all things and head them up in the consummation of them in Christ, both things in heaven and things on earth. In him we also were made God's heritage portion, as we obtain an inheritance, for we have been foreordained, chosen, and appointed beforehand. Look at all this. This is always prearranged, preordained, way beforehand, according with his purpose, who works out everything, watch this, in agreement with the counsel and design for his own will. So everything God does, see, Lord have mercy, is for his own will. Your business that you have birth, or the business that you need the birth, is for his own will. It's not about you. It's about him. And when you tap into what he's already done, he produces what need to be done. And so now watch. So that we who first hope in Christ, who's first put our confidence in him, have been destined and appointed to live to the praise of his glory. In him we have heard of the truth and the gladness and the glad tidings of salvation, and have believed in him, and adhere to him, rely to him, and we were stamped with the seal of the long promise of the Holy Spirit. Watch. The Spirit of is the guarantee of our inheritance, the first fruit, the pledge, and the first taste. Watch this. And the down payment.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
And the down payment of our inheritance. The down payment. That's the investment that God made.
My God.
See, God has put an investment, made a down payment in you through Christ for a reproduction of dividends to build and advance his kingdom. So what are you doing with the down payment?
My God.
Are you doing anything?
Are we dominating?
It, watch this. In anticipation of his full redemption and acquiring a complete possession of it to the praise and glory of God. So all this is about the praise and glory of God. So God said, I've given you what you need. I'm depositing you. I'm giving you the down payment. I'm investing in you because I believe that you can produce the things I need to produce and advance my kingdom on the earth. This has been God's mindset from the beginning.
Ooh-wee.
Now, why the church don't understand this, I have no clue, no idea. Amen. But you can't dominate if you're not in position to understand why he wants you to dominate. The kingdom of God is in you. He made you a king. I wish I had time. He made you a king for you. The Bible says he's the Lord of lords. Watch this. And the King of kings.
Man of God, have you ever got around people that were so dissatisfied with their jobs? They said, I know more than my manager and my supervisor. Come on. In other words, they had, you know, sometimes I just believe that some people are dissatisfied because guess what? You're working for someone when you can get out and do that same thing for yourself and even better and more productive. And it's just amazing sometimes how we settle for working for people when we know that we have business or the ability to do business, you know, on the inside of us.
Well, the key is you find out who you are by working for someone else.
But for how long?
Yeah. You go to your job for training. You have a grace to train, then you go from a grace to train to a grace to own.
Oh, that's good.
And what happened, you're frustrated because you're in that grace too long.
Oh, that's good. Because I just told a young man who wanted to go to trade school, and I said, now, when you get out of trade school, make sure that you go and work for somebody for a little while. And then I said, go into your own business. A lot of times people make the mistake of coming out of trade school, you know, trying to open up maybe a barbershop or something like this, have no experience at running business. I'm glad you brought that out.
Well, there's a grace for apprenticeship. We all go through apprenticeship. And what you tell them, go find apprenticeship. Find someone that don't mind pouring into you to help you become what they are and become better. Because that we all become better. People are stepping stones to where we're going. And we have used people to step on them instead of making them stepping stones to where we're going, because we get intimidated because they're better than us. Listen, there's always going to be somebody that's better than you, more known than you. It's okay. Thank God they're in your environment for you to either help to advance or they can help you to advance. Either or, iron sharpens iron when you really look at them. So, but you go through this apprenticeship, what happens is they get lazy. Mm-hmm. They get the spirit of lazy, and they run from the spirit of accountability and responsibility to own business.
Wow, say that again. They run from accountability and what?
They run from accountability and responsibility to own a business. But you want more money. You're sitting there frustrated. You don't like going to your job. You even hate it. So why would you do something that is, you're frustrated and you're in the grace too long? God's been talking to you about stepping out and you know, getting out that boat and doing what you need to do. But you keep looking at where you at instead of trying to see where God's trying to take you. Okay, so you have to go from fear to faith. See, you walk everything out by faith. That's how it is. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. You're not going. See, you're not going to just everything. Not just going to be right for you when you go, because it's a walk of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we walk by faith, so it's going to be a walk of faith. So stop allowing your sight to talk you out of your walk. And that'll happen.
Say that again.
You know, that happens a lot of times. But if you understand, excuse me, it's a faith walk, and you trust in God to lead you. The Bible says, I'm the Lord that God that would teach you how to profit and lead you in the way that you should go. He said, all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your steps. The Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So God already got your steps ordered. The problem is you haven't stepped in the shoes to move. You got to put your feet in the shoes to move. Are you listening, class? I'm telling you, God's waiting for you to do what he put you on this earth to do. That is to dominate. That's to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That is to be able to go into any area and dominate with the anointing that he's put on your life.
What would you say to the person? Because I think some things that hold us up, man of God, is fear and not be, because we like our comfort zones. We like to be comfortable, you know. And God is the type of God that likes to stretch us. And everybody don't like to be stretched.
Well, if you're not stretched, you can't put anything that's not stretched.
You got no capacity.
There's no elastic. There's nothing. So you're always going to be small until God can stretch you. And so a lot of times, even on your job, God will have you doing things because he's trying to stretch you. Yeah, you never did it before, but you need to do it now because of where he's going to take you. Are you listening to him? And the anointing is there to help you do what you can't do, to put you over so you can do it. See, it's the anointing. The anointing. It's there. It's not just for shaking, make you speak in tongues, it's intelligent. Oh, my God. He's intelligent. He will give you the when to know, the hows, the where, the do, and the don'ts. When you need to know it. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is there. I'm telling you, walking this thing out, praise God. We had got a bid because, you know, I had to get an architect, I had to get another guy, I had to get a kitchen designer. And so they came in and looked at the place and gave me a bid, and it was beyond what I wanted to pay. And I already had a budget. And so I said, okay, Lord. So I called the other guy. He said, yeah, I thought it was a little high, Dr. Lord. I said, yeah. He said, well, maybe we can get him to trim the fat. Huh. I said, okay. He said, either we can get him to trim the fat or we can start shopping, but it's going to take us longer to get in the building. We got to start shopping again. I said, no, we're not going to shop. I like these people. So anyway, I asked the Holy Spirit, so I text the lady and gave her the amount that the Lord told me to give her. I said, here's my budget. If we can fit in this budget, I think we can work together. How can we make this happen? But I gave her the number that the Lord told me he wanted me to pay.
Right.
Well, I looked back in about 5 minutes. The lady called back and said, the owner said he's going to go with your price.
Wow.
As long as you can pay half down, we got it. I said, no problem. I got you. We're going to pay half down. Ooh. So it dropped over $3,200. So this, again, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, he'll make this thing happen for you so many kind of ways. I'm telling you, I'm seeing God do something like, man, this is incredible. Faith is adventurous. It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to see God do things. You get to see a side of God that you never seen before. So long as you sit there and don't do nothing, you're going to be a bored Christian. And you're going to think, oh, my God, why am I saying you're saved? Because you're in the kingdom for advancement and achievements. Get in that business. Get in that talent. What God has given you to do, what you, it might not be what somebody else do, but find out what God wants you to do, because listen, that's your place of abundance.
Yeah.
That's your place of prosperity.
Yeah.
That's your place of peace. That's your place of advancement. That's your place in the future. Not only for you, but for your family. Think about the legacy that you leave for your family. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to get out your comfort zone, get in the zone of faith where God can take you to the place he has designed and purposed you to do on this earth, and giving glory to him while you're doing it. Hallelujah.
My God, up inside. My God, hallelujah. Well, you got any closing statements before you? I tell you what, we just about out of time, and we got to go into part two. And so, praise God. I just want to just give a shout out to the listening audience. Let me throw a few names out there. We thank God for Justin Window Tinting. Amen. He's been a blessing to us, a man of God. God has turned his life around 360 degrees, and we want to give you his telephone number if you need your car covered with that enamel, whatever that stuff is. If you need your windows tinted for your car, even your home, give him a call. Amen. It's good that we support each other, Christian businesses. And that's 321-205-4495. 321-205-4495. And also, praise God, I want to point you to Butterfield Lawn and Care Service, tree trimming service. Praise God. Man of God, love the Lord. He's a church-going man, speaks highly of the Lord. I mean, when you get around him. Anyways, if you need your trees trimmed, you need your yard done, please give him a call, 321-266-9507. He comes highly recommended. I want to recommend him highly, 321-266-9507. Man of God, quickly give your business address.
Again, Lord have mercy in Titusville, Florida, 3434 South Washington Avenue, Titusville, Florida, 32780. Phone number is 321-269-1008. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all that wonderful stuff my daughter does for me. Praise God. Listen, God is just doing so many great things. And it's amazing how when you get out here, God hook you up with the best. I'm telling you. So I would encourage you, listen with intent to do.
All right. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. You probably don't think of heaven as a place in danger of violence, but in Matthew 11, verse 12, it says, "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force." Well, John, what does that verse mean, and how does it apply to us today?
That is a controversial passage. Lots of folks have weighed in on what it means that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent men take it by force. But I think the best interpretation of that is simply this. You don't sort of just waltz into the kingdom, you know? You don't just sort of roll out of bed into the kingdom. It's not just, hey, take these three easy steps and guess what? You'll be in the kingdom and have eternal life. No. Coming into the kingdom is a violent act. Now, if that surprises you, let me back you up a little bit. What did Jesus say? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself